USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Lawyers for President Trump say they do not believe the president can legally obstruct any investigation. In a letter obtained by the New York Times, the Trump legal team explains the president cannot do so because he has the authority to halt any investigation. On another front, the president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says
he has no intention of pardoning himself, but he probably doesn't say he can't.
Giuliani is saying President Trump has the power to pardon himself, but probably wouldn't do so because
ramifications of that would be tough. Pardoning other people is one thing. Pardoning yourself is another.
He was speaking on ABC's This Week. Hawaii is not the only place on the globe where a volcano has been erupting. At least 25 people are dead in Guatemala from a violent eruption of the Fuego volcano. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people.
Hey!
Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is calling the implementation of U.S. tariffs on Canada insulting and unacceptable. He speaks on NBC's Meet the Press. But the president's top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, says he believes Trudeau is overreacting to the imposition of those tariffs on steel and aluminum.
Our tariffs are anything to do with our friendship and our longstanding alliance with Canada.
Speaking on Fox News Sunday, he added that good faith negotiations are always welcome, and he doesn't think things have broken down, calling this a trade dispute that Kudlow says can be resolved if people work together. Drought in the West continues to feed those fires in Colorado and New Mexico. They still only have a massive wildfire in northern New Mexico fractionally contained, and hundreds of people have been evacuated because of the wildfire in southern Colorado. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
China's military buildup in the China Sea has the attention of the Trump administration. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
The United States will compete vigorously with China's actions in the South China Sea if needed, but Defense Secretary Jim Mattis insisted today that Washington is still willing to work with Beijing on a results-oriented relationship. Mattis said China's placement of weapons systems on man-made islands in the South China Sea is designed to intimidate and coerce others in the region.
China's militarization of the Spratlys is also in direct contradiction to President Xi's 2015 public assurances in the White House Rose Garden that they would not do this.
Mattis, speaking in Singapore, said, make no mistake, America is in the Indo-Pacific to stay. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Defense Secretary James Mattis has made it very clear when sanctions on North Korea will be lifted. With more on this story, here's John Clemens.
Speaking from Singapore, Secretary Mattis said we can anticipate at best a bumpy road with the talks with North Korea and that the international sanctions will be lifted only after concrete steps are taken by Pyongyang to disarm.
North Korea will receive relief only when it demonstrates verifiable, irreversible steps to denuclearization.
U.S. officials continue to lay the groundwork ahead of the expected summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un on June 12th in Singapore. For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News.